Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to Impact Texas, a public service of Cumulus Media Dallas on New Country 96.3 KSCS.
What's up, everybody? My name is Hondo. Each week we bring you events and organizations, issues, concerns all around North Texas, making a difference and having an impact on the lives of each and every one of us. 2018 is racing away. Man, this year is just flying by. We are already almost done with October, and we are hanging out today at one of my favorite spots. I love this time of year. Every single year, we stop by our friends at the Dallas Arboretum Botanical Gardens. It is autumn at the Arboretum until November 21st. So you've got almost literally a month left to come out and check out 90,000 pumpkins, gourds. There's all kinds of stuff going on here. So we're going to spend the next 30 minutes talking to my friend and the vice president of the gardens here at the Dallas Arboretum, Dave Forehand. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, Hino. Good to have you here in the garden today.
I love coming out here. Last couple of years, I've kind of replayed the interview that you and I did a few years ago, and then I realized it's been a few years since I was actually here. One of the challenges I have, and we'll talk about more in detail about what the issue is, but one of the problems I have is that when I come out here, especially autumn at the Arboretum, I end up filling up my phone with like 600 photos. And so I literally went and just bought the brand new iPhone, 256 gig one. So let me tell you, if I leave here filling up a 256 gig iPhone with pumpkin pictures, we got a problem.
That's right. Well, this is a great place to break in a new iPhone using that great photo technology, because there are some great shots here. I mean, not just with the pumpkins, but with the beautiful floral displays we have. You know, these mums are all blooming, just gorgeous. 40,000 plus marigolds we planted to do autumn this year. So there's so much to see, not just the pumpkins, which are, you know, it's a nationally acclaimed exhibit, but also all the flowers. There's 66 acres of beauty here.
It is incredible. So let's start with a little history lesson. I love the landscape, too. Like where we're sitting here, there's an area over here that's brand new. That was the other reason I was like, we just got to call Terry. And I was like, I just got to come out here again, because there's actually new parts of the Arboretum. So you say, well, we've been to the Arboretum before. Chances are, since the last time you've been here, there's something new. And so we'll talk about that as well. And the backdrop is just gorgeous. But let's talk a little bit about the history of the Arboretum. This facility has been around for how long?
Well, you know, as a institution, just a little bit over 30 years now. You know, we're a very new garden. It kind of evolved from like being a park location for the City of Dallas Parks Department to officially becoming the Dallas Arboretum, with the Dallas Arboretum Botanical Society Incorporated taking over the management of the property. So it is owned by the City of Dallas through the park system. So everything we do to develop and improve this becomes a property of the city parks department. And we have a long-term management agreement, the Dallas Arboretum Botanical Society, to run, maintain, and develop and grow the garden for the people of Dallas.
I'm not kidding. 30 years, really? Because this place looks like it was just built last year, within the last 5 years. I mean, it's gorgeous. It looks brand new. It does not look like, you know, a facility that you would walk into and think, oh yeah, this place has been around a while. This looks like it is brand new.
Well, it does. You know, the buildings, you know, were well maintained, and we had good bones to start with, because there are two historic homes that make up the 66 acres, the Goyer Estate and the Camp Estate. One was 44 acres, the other was 22, which gives us the 66 acres. So we had a good property to begin with, and because they're homes that were built back in like 30s or early 40s, the trees are all mature, so we inherited a beautiful kind of blank canvas, if you will, with big trees, to be able to develop and turn the garden into what it is today.
There are so many events. Like I said, my name's Hondo. It's Impact Texas, hanging out with Dave Forehand, who is my friend and the vice president of the gardens here at the Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Gardens.
That's right. So Arboretum means it's a tree park, but we're more than that. We're definitely a botanical garden, to be totally like on point. We're a display garden, which means we're just showcasing beautiful horticulture throughout the property.
And one of the top ones and a model for other botanical gardens around the country, right? We talked about that a couple years ago when you and I talked about how folks from around the country come to this location to figure out how they want to model their own gardens as well.
That's right. We are a model, especially for display, and we're always ranked. We don't rank ourselves, but others have ranked us there in the top 10 of the gardens here in North America.
Very cool. Let's see. The website is?
DallasArboretum.org.
DallasArboretum.org. You can always hit them up on social media as well, at Dallas Arboretum, which I love that as well because I can just go look at all of y'all's pictures of pumpkins and save the space on my iPhone, which doesn't tend to happen. I fill up the iPhone. So there are so many events. I want to start with this, though, because there's a lot of cool events. There's the Cool Thursday concerts. There's one of those left this year. We'll talk about that in a moment. But from an educational standpoint, one of the things that sets Dallas-Fort Worth apart from so many other cities is the educational institution built into the city. In other words, nobody likes school, man. I hated school growing up. And when you start talking to kids and teenagers about STEM and math and science, they're like, oh, the tune-out factor, right? But you can come to places like the Dallas Arboretum Botanical Gardens, the Perot Museum. There's so many facilities here in North Texas and Dallas-Fort Worth where you are learning and at the same time taking in just an incredible sight. And to me, at the top of that list is this garden. So let's talk a little bit about the educational backbone that is built into this garden for kids in particular.
Right. Well, you know, that's been part of our mission from the beginning, education, not only for children, but for adults. And the children's education is really impactful because we are helping with that system. And as you said, some of the things that children need to learn, required to learn, can be a little bit boring, especially in a class setting, looking at a book, trying to study. So earth and life science can really come to life in real life out in a garden where we can teach this. So if you're trying to learn about the, you know, trees, and trees are actually alive, I mean, it's a concept that we just kind of take for granted, but there's a lot going on inside a tree, even though it looks solid and all. And so a child could say, well, that's not alive. It can't move. I don't see anything happening. But in, you know, with studying it here in a garden setting with the facilitators, you can really learn those concepts. And we do that very well. Our Rory Myers Children's Venture Garden is designed specifically for that. We are teaching kids kindergarten through sixth grade all the earth and life science skills they need for each one of those particular grades based on the learning needs of the state of Texas. So as school children come here on field trips with their teachers, they can reinforce what they're learning in the class and have a great time as well. And those same aspects and learnings are available to our parents, grandparents, as they bring their kids here. So that garden works for everybody in that way. And these programs are very rich. We'll touch over 100,000 school kids a year through all the different rich programming that we have here available through our children's education program.
Absolutely. I talk so many times with folks from other organizations that are concerned about what kids, well, the retention level of kids in school during the two biggest breaks. One is obviously summer vacation, but then, hard to believe, but Christmas is literally right around the corner. And so you've got that break when folks get off around Thanksgiving and don't go back to school till, like, I don't know, March or something. It seems like it's not really fair. Why can't we do that at work? Can I just go to my job and say, hey, like, at Thanksgiving, I'm going to be gone for a while, but I'll see you, like, in January? Probably not. But kids, you know, they get out. And one of the things that folks talk about and educators talk about is the struggle of when they come back, especially at the summertime, when they get back into school, is having to rehash so much that they taught at the end of the previous school year. And what's cool, you just touched on it, is you can come to someplace like the Dallas Arboretum Botanical Gardens during the summer, during the Christmas time when there's different events going on. We'll talk about some of those and continue that education all year long so kids aren't forgetting what they've learned in the science realm. They're going back to school excited, saying, hey, guess what I learned, versus what's that? It's really cool.
That's right. You know, we're here in that capacity. So for summer, and that's a great time because the garden is really nice. Even though it's warm in summer, we have all these different areas where kids can cool off, little splash parks where they can come. So not only are they going to be able to learn, but they're going to have a great time and can stay cool. The garden's designed to keep people cool. We have about 15,000 square feet of misted space. You've seen those outdoor patio misters at restaurants and things. But we have that kind of a system set up in a lot of key areas through the children's garden. So, you know, don't let the fact that it's summertime in Dallas, which we know what that can be like, keep you from coming and enjoying the garden, because there's plenty of shade and plenty of places to stay cool while you experience and while you learn. And it, you really can reinforce those learnings that kids pick up through the school year so that they're ready to go again, because that is a concern for educators.
It's a concern for educators. It's a concern for parents. The other thing that's a concern for parents, particularly around my age, as their parents are getting older, is how we deal with our aging parents. And one of the things that I love about the Dallas Arboretum are the senior wellness walks. So talk a little bit about that, because when I talk to folks like the Senior Source and others that are talking about keeping seniors engaged, well, this is a perfect opportunity to get seniors out engaged, keep their minds strong, build family time with their grandkids or with their kids or whatever. Because, you know, a lot of times us, the adults, are busy. We're working all the time. We're going nonstop. We've got our own social life. And it's easy to, not intentionally, but subconsciously or without thinking about it, neglect that senior adult in our life, whether it's a parent, our own grandparent, or whatever it might be. So this is a perfect opportunity to get involved with that senior and for the seniors to come out and keep themselves sharp as well.
That's right. We know we're like designed to be a safe environment and also beautiful. So it's a great place to come with a multi-generational group. You know, everyone can enjoy the time, and it's good exercise. Walk as much as you want. You know, we do have wheelchairs available if people need those. Sometimes maybe they just need them part of the way, and they can use them as a walker too. So people can check those out. They're free. You just show an ID to get one here at the Arboretum. So that's a help. The pathways are all designed to be accessible. So we really carefully have that done throughout, so no matter where you go in this large garden, you're going to have accessible paths that are easy to walk or for, you know, pushing strollers or wheelchairs. So that makes a difference, and it's just gorgeous. You know, there's plenty of places to sit. We kind of really watch and study and have benches and seating areas pretty closely spaced, so that you never have to go too far before you'll have another place that you can sit down if you need so. So it's a real good spot for folks to come out, especially if they have seniors, or seniors just to come together and enjoy.
Yeah, kind of bonding time, so they're not feeling like they're alone in the world and just sitting at home watching reruns of Murder, She Wrote or some other 90s obscure TV show. All right, so let's kind of backtrack a little bit to kids and teens. We talked about young kids, but let's talk about the teen aspect of it. Talk about learning. If it's not in this day and age, and I don't know if it was like this in a different way when we were kids, but in this day and age, man, if it's not exciting or if you can't do something with it, then it's boring and they shut down quick. And so there is the hashtag Ticks for Picks Instagram photo contest that goes on, which is a way kids are all about social media and liking and sharing and posting and snapping and all that stuff. This is you want to fill up a Snapchat story, spend 20 minutes at the Dallas Arboretum. It's crazy.
That's right. So as you're right, it's a tricky business trying to engage that tween to teen age. So taking photos and then posting on their social media platforms, that's a big thing for them. And it's a great place. I mean, pumpkins right now, that's a really fun thing to take, like, lots of goofy photos of. So they'll be, I know they do that, and we love it because it's just kind of advertising for us that this is what we have to offer. You know, there was that moment, I guess it was two summers ago, Pokemon Go blew up, and we'd never seen as many teenagers.
Did you have Pokemon Go here at the Arboretum?
We were like the hot spot. We were voted one of the best places because we had so many of the stations here. So as your point about their phones and social, that was like that moment we saw. That's how you can engage. You need things like that. So being able to use their phones and engage with the garden, it's very different than, you know, adults that just take pictures because they think it's pretty – the social side of it is taking photos as they interact in the space. So that's a big part of it. And there's always some type of festival or attraction here that can do that. So we try to fill the year up with those things.
Well, let's talk about some of those. Summer's behind us, but summer at the Arboretum we'll talk about for summer 2019 coming up here in just a little bit. But some of the other festivals, for example, like food and wine festivals. So talk a little bit about the food and wine festival at the Arboretum.
Well, you know, we've had it twice. Next spring will be our third year, and it's always a sellout. It's really cool. Some top chefs from around the city come in and highlight whatever they want to showcase. It's usually very creative. And it's always more than you need. I thought, well, I can do it. I think about 40 or so chefs. And the samplings aren't huge. And you think, well, I can do 40. I challenge you to get through 40 samplings. It's a lot of food at the end, but so much fun. It's great if you can come with friends, you know, too, and it's just a real moment that evening when we do the Food and Wine Festival here at the Arboretum. It's become quite a minute because you're out in this beautiful garden. I think that's what makes it so unique. It's not just great chefs and great food and great wine, if you like wine, but it's also...
Who doesn't like wine? Everybody likes wine, right?
I just threw that in case somebody... You know, we'll have plenty of water for you non-wine people, but it is the Food and Wine Festival. And gosh, it's so much fun. So I encourage everybody to keep an eye out for that next spring and get your tickets before they sell out.
Which brings me to this, because I've been waiting to talk about this. These cool Thursday concerts. I remember the first time I was here, well, to do an interview. I've been here since I moved to Texas, but to actually do one of these interviews was with Chris, who's passed away. And man, what a fireball she was. She was so awesome. And we were talking about these cool Thursday concerts. These things, you want to talk about something that sells out quick. These are awesome, and there's only one left. It is going to be Man in the Mirror. So I'm got to ask, is this like a Michael Jackson tribute concert?
It is, exactly. Good
good observation there.
So you don't want to miss it. It's really good. I've seen a lot of clips from him, that group. So it'll wrap it up for this fall. Of course, we'll have tickets for next spring on sale, you know, in a month or so. So you want to be watching out for that. And go ahead and pick them before they're gone. There's a season ticket as well where you can actually get that and then pick the ones you want to go to. So a lot of good options for those. But we'll pick back up in April, and it'll run through the summer season next year in 19.
Let's talk about Artscape. Lots of art here at the Dallas Arboretum.
Right. Well, you know, there is art, and it's the art of horticulture. I mean, which what we do is art with plants and landscape materials on a daily basis here. And then we bring in and incorporate other designed art. There's permanent on loan art in the garden from the Dallas Museum of Art and other pieces that the Arboretum owns. With Artscape, it's a whole weekend devoted. So a jury group of artists that are selected come in and showcase their different art. It's you know, anywhere 40 to 50 artists that'll be there in our Precongra, that beautiful festival area that we have really nicely set up. So again, it's not just an art show, but it's art show in a world-class botanic garden, which makes it unique. There's food options connected to it, and it runs a whole weekend. So there's like a preview for our members on a Friday night, and then the show itself is Saturday and Sunday through that weekend. So
when does that run usually?
It's usually around the end of April, so we want to do it kind of past the Dallas blooms before it gets hot. So we'll be posting that exact date here.
So again, just more incentive to hit up dallasarboretum.org.
That's right.
To plan for 2019. Summer at the Arboretum, children's birthday parties, and then I've got to imagine there's at least a wedding or two that happens here at the Arboretum. I mean, just a couple, maybe?
Oh, my gosh. More than a couple. I mean, just as an average, I'd say year by year, because it's a little different, around 400 weddings take place.
400 a year?
You know, and a lot of times, that's the first way people experience the Dallas Arboretum. They're invited to a wedding here, and they come to the wedding, and they go, oh, my gosh, this is an amazing place. And then they become visitors after that. You know, they may be new to town or just... for some reason haven't ever visited us. It's always hard for me to imagine someone who lives in Dallas area who has never visited the Dallas Arboretum, but there are people out there that just don't know what they're missing. But weddings are big, yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think it is as we watch a squirrel run by? It's acting like a dog. I don't know. It's kind of the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Why do you think that is that there are still folks out there who have lived in Dallas all their life and don't know about the Dallas Arboretum yet?
Well, my... thought on that is, you know, they maybe landscaping and gardening aren't really their passion, and so they think, well, I'm not into that, so I probably wouldn't want to go see that. But they don't know the extent of what we are all about here, the size, the beauty. And so even if you're not into landscaping, you can still really appreciate this space and all the activities that we have. So I think once they come, they go, oh my gosh, I've been missing out.
And you've been here for how long?
18 years.
18 years. What would you say is the single, so we're going to talk about some additions that have happened since you and I have talked here in a moment. What would you say if somebody asked you, Dave, what is the single biggest, best-kept secret for the Dallas Arboretum Botanical Gardens? What would you say?
I would say the value of a membership, honestly. It's such a good deal. I mean, it allows you to come every day. So there's two types, really, individual membership and then family membership. Individual allows you, yourself and one other person to get in free every day that we're open, free parking, and lots of special activities that are designed just for members. And so for family membership, it's up to six people can come in on the membership. They don't have to be related, so you can bring out-of-town guests. And this makes it really, I don't hardly know of any other botanic garden or institution that does the family membership where you don't actually have to prove that it's actual family. It could be anybody. And that allows you to bring people when they come in from out of town. Of course, that parking is a big plus. So it's a great deal. And I don't think a lot of people, as many members as we have, don't realize what a good deal that is. And that when you have that, you really can take advantage of it and come as often as you want.
Dallas Arboretum Botanical Gardens is where we are at, hanging out. It's Impact Texas. I'm Hondo. DallasArboretum.org is the website. Right now, it's autumn at the Arboretum. Runs through November 21st, just about a month away for or a month left, I should say, for you to get out and enjoy. Check this out. 90,000 pumpkin, squash, and gourds. 150,000 fall-blooming plants. It is crazy out here. There's pumpkins everywhere. It's the coolest sight every year. Like I said, I mentioned this when I started off the show. I will fill up my iPhone with pumpkin pictures before this day is over, I promise you. But the Dallas Arboretum is one of the organizations, there's a lot of them out there, that very heavily relies on donations and support from the community. So beyond memberships, which we encourage you to get, you can go to DallasArboretum.org for that information as well. But besides just getting a membership to the Dallas Arboretum, what are some other ways that folks can get out and support? Or maybe they already have a membership. What are some additional ways that folks can support the cause so this organization can continue, easy for you to say, continue the programs and services that they're providing to kids, to seniors, to adults, the fun stuff like Cool Thursday concerts, but also continue to grow?
Well, there's a lot of different funding programs, and you're right, you know, we rely on donations, and the entrance fees, all those things work towards contributing to our operating budget. We do get a stipend from the city. It's small compared to our overall operating budget. So our visitors and our members are really the source of the funding to keep this at such a high level. There's a really neat program, and this is the time of year to be thinking about this. It's called Blooming Beds of Color. And you can honor someone with this a section of a flower bed. And the highlight is we have a great party for all the people that are part of that program at the peak of the tulip season, when the tulips are blooming, and they can come out. It's a great way to thank someone or remember someone. And that program is online. You can see it's a great way to do a Christmas present. If you don't know what to buy someone, you know, you've run out of ideas, that's a great gift, because it's something that you can enjoy when you come and visit. You'll see that we put a little sign in the bed that highlights, you know, who, whatever you want to say, but it's usually, you know, who it's from and who it's honoring. And it works really, really nicely. And it's a way for us to raise funds, of course, but it's also kind of a thing that's meaningful to the people who do it as well. And it makes a great Christmas gift. So we're coming up on, you know, it's time to start shopping for everyone. Another thing, and I'll tell us all the guys out there, it's a great gift for a wife or girlfriend. If you want to have a gift they're going to enjoy, get them a blooming bed of color honor here at the Arboretum. They'll think, God, that's a smart guy. It's a great gift. And I know a lot of husbands struggle with what to buy their wife. Well, this would be like a guaranteed to be a great gift for your wife or girlfriend.
That is a cool idea. DallasArboretum.org. Get more information on that. We talked about learning as far as the kids are concerned and things like that, but from a professional standpoint, from the educators, this is a great learning resource for folks who are in this business to continue their education as well.
Right. Well, professional development for teachers is important, you know, to keep sharp and know how to teach the subject, especially the earth and life sciences, which is what we specialize in. So our degreed educators here on staff at the Arboretum do professional development, where teachers actually sign up to come and learn how to teach these lessons that are available here at the Arboretum, where they can go back to the class and be more successful and have a better impact. So that's a really important part of our educational system here that we have in place at Arboretum is professional development for teachers, not just teaching kids that come.
Right, to make sure that the teachers themselves, the educators themselves, are staying on their game. Because it's hard enough to figure out how to teach these kids and keep them engaged in a digital world where, like I said, I mean, you know, if it's not on the phone or whatever, these kids tune out. So that's very cool. All right, so I've teased this a couple times. Let's talk about this new section that was not here when you and I visited 2, 3, 4 years ago, whenever it was. What is this over here that we're looking at?
Well, I'm really proud of this new space because we've worked on this for a long time. I think it may have been 9 years ago, maybe longer, when we first started programming and thinking about what this space would be and how it would work. But it's called A Tasteful Place. It's our new food and herb display garden. Along with that comes a really beautiful pavilion for doing cooking demonstrations, cooking shows. So we didn't want to just showcase how to grow vegetables and the varieties of vegetables that do well here in North Texas. We wanted people to also know what to do with them once they harvest them. We just wanted that whole process. So the combination of the gardens that have the food and herbs growing and the demonstration kitchen really allows us to really have an impact on folks. So it's, again, it's kind of that educational component, but it's done in a beautiful way, and it's also in a beautiful space. As I can try to describe it here to your listeners, it looks out over White Rock Lake, and directly centered across the lake is downtown Dallas, the skyline there that's framed in this view. And we knew that that view was there, and we took full advantage of it as this garden was designed. So it's a series of terraced spaces where we're showcasing different vegetables that grow. With our mild climate, you know, relatively mild winters, we can grow edible things 12 months out of the year. So if you come here to the Dallas Arboretum, go to A Tasteful Place, you can actually see what's growing month by month, and these are the same things you could grow at home. And actually, the varieties are things we've tested that we know work for our climate here. So, you know, not all peppers are the same, not all tomatoes are the same, but the ones we're growing here, you would have success with at home.
And it's so cool. You mentioned cooking lessons, which, again, is very much an educational institute or an educational aspect of all of this because, you know, we talked to the food bank. We talked to all these folks who are concerned about obesity in this country and in Texas and folks learning how to eat right and food deserts and all this other stuff will come to the Dallas Arboretum and learn how to cook food that will help you live and not kill you because it's processed junk.
That's right. And so a lot of programming, you know, and you really go to the website and check because it's like something going on every day. I almost said 12 days. I'm jumping ahead to Christmas. Every day, 7 days a week, there's tastings from 10 to 4. You can actually have something that tasted that's been prepared from the garden. There's three different recipes that are used. And so there's three things to taste every day, year round, there in the garden. So not only, you know, can you like learn how to cook, you can see the vegetables and what you can grow, but you also have a tasting as well. It's really popular. So you
want very cool. Let's close with this. Let's close with, you just teased it, actually. It was a perfect segue. 12 Days of Christmas. It's going to be here before you know it. 2018 is almost done. We're going to be going into 2019, but not before 12 Days of Christmas at the Dallas Arboretum Botanical Gardens, which is incredible every year, as well as holiday at the Arboretum. So talk about those two as we close.
Well, that's right. Holiday is always a great time. Of course, the 12 days of Christmas, it's the 12 beautiful glass-encased gazebos that are spread throughout the garden, 500,000 twinkle lights in the trees to guide you through that space. Beautiful during the day, enchanting and beautiful at night as well. And in the DeGoria home this year, we'll have the artistry of the nativity, the creche displays. These are nativities from around the world that will be displayed in an artful way, over 500. So that's something you want to see during the day as well.
And 12 days of Christmas starts off when?
It starts on November the 9th.
November 9th.
I had to cue myself to that date. November the 9th. You can go online and get tickets or, you know, and pick the night you want, for instance, which is a one way to experience. Of course, we're open day, you know, 7 days a week during the daytime. But it's fun to come see it both ways, during the day and at night.
Yeah, it's actually a completely different experience at night. And so it is pretty cool, which is another reason to get a membership and then get the tickets for 12 Days of Christmas. You see it during the day and you see it at night and you're like, oh my gosh, it looks totally different. It's pretty cool. So anything else as we get ready to close you want folks to know about the Arboretum?
Well, just that we appreciate everyone's support out there and we appreciate you coming to visit because by visiting, you're supporting us because when you come, we know you're going to go to the gift shop, which you should because it's great. Our cafe, restaurant DeGoria is great. So just come for lunch, bring friends. There's so many ways to experience the Arboretum, it helps us as well. So we just wanted to say that we appreciate everybody out there and the support that we receive here in the community.
Very cool, and we appreciate you having us out every single year. Dave Forehand is my Brandon, the Vice President of Gardens here at the Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. DallasArboretum.org is the website. Hit them up on social media at Dallas Arboretum. Check out thousands of pictures. Or you can go to Impact at Impact Texas. I'm probably going to have thousands of pictures before the day's over as well of pumpkins and gourds and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Till next week, go out and make it a great week and dare to care.
You've been listening to Impact Texas on New Country 96.3 KSCS. Impact Texas is produced weekly as a public service of Cumulus Media Dallas. If you have a show idea or not-for-profit event, let us know about it at 214-523-2763. That's 214-523-2763. Thanks for listening to New Country 96.3 KSCS.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.